This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I talked about overseeding your lawn and what types of grass seed there is. Today, let's talk about alternatives to lawns. You know about my mostly clover lawn, but there are other options out there that can provide that grassy look without the chemicals and water consumption of the typical American lawn. Pennsylvania sedge has fine textured leaves, a 6-inch height, with a creeping habit. Prairie Nursery in Wisconsin says it's good in dry soils in wooded areas. Planted 1 foot on center, it will fill in to form a dense, low-growing, maintenance-free ground cover. It does require well-drained soil. The great thing, too, is that it grows in light to full shade. You can always add some dimension with other plants mixed in, something like plantain-leafed sedge or eastern star. There are other sedges that prefer full sun and drier conditions. I'll have pictures of all of these on my website, gardenbite.com. There's also ecograss. I've talked about this before on Garden Bite. It's an awesome option for a lovely grassy look without the chemicals or hassle of much mowing. Prairie Moon Nursery in Minnesota offers this blend of fine-leaf fescue grasses as a low-mow, no-mow alternative to conventional turf lawn. It's also an excellent choice for solid border areas or footpaths adjacent to native plantings. They say it establishes quickly and grows into a flowing green carpet. Oh yeah, pictures are on gardenbite.com. If you choose to mow it, leave it at 3 inches. Ecograss grows in most soil types and sun conditions, thriving in all but the darkest and wettest settings, in clay or heavy soils. That's where the sedges come in. The thin blades of the fescues and their relatively deep root systems make it drought tolerant. Find much more on gardenbite.com. And check out my Garden Bite Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.